From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In 2011, the Citizen Security and Justice Program forged a partnership with the Innswood High School to provide vocational skills training to residents of CSJP communities in St. Catherine. Through the program, the students pursued NCTVET certification in the areas of auto mechanics and general construction.
We are channeling persons into these subject areas that we know that there is a high demand for.
Kareem Morrison, CSJP Community Action Officer for St. Catherine. The CSJP provided the tools required for the program, as well as a stipend to the students to assist with expenses, and Innswood provided the physical infrastructure and teachers for the classes. The program started with 36 participants, and 7 were certified in General Construction Level 1. CSJP coordinator at Innswood High, Cecilia Rowe, says after the results of the first batch, the team revamped the program to address difficulties faced by the students.
I employed a specialist that will deal with the reading situation, because what I found out is that a lot of persons, they were willing, they had experience in the practical areas, but they could not read.
The program coordinator says the students were also grouped according to skill level instead of specialization. This helped relieve some of the frustrations felt by the students, who in many cases were returning to the classroom after many years.
They felt like they were a part of a family, and so therefore they found that even though there was no teamwork at home, there was no support at home, they could come to school and they were getting that. They felt a part of something, and I realized that so many persons transformed as a result of that, because they could not wait until 5 o'clock come to enter the compound, because this is where they belong.
The changes to the program also impacted the students' results. As we'll hear from Mrs. Rowe, the students who registered for examinations were all successful this time around.
Happy to say that this time we had 55 persons who were sponsored and 36 were certified. So the success of the program is far exceeding what it was at the initial stage.
CSJP program coordinator at Innswood High, Cecilia Rowe. Janet Thompson is a 49-year-old resident of Homestead in St. Catherine who was recently certified in auto mechanics at level 1. She's looking forward to continuing her studies in the field and starting her own mechanic shop.
It's so exciting. During my time of school, I did not get this opportunity. Proudly, I can say I was taught general service, like cooling system, engine, to pull down the engine and fit it up back, brake shoe, this pad, electrical part of it. Well, all those areas successfully, I did pass all of them. And I did woodwork as well. For me, CSJP has given me the opportunity to say, well, you're not too old. Opportunity is still out there knocking on your door. It's just for you to open it and grasp what is there for you.
Cleanne Chambers is another successful participant, having recently been certified in general construction at level 2.
First of all, CSJP helped me a lot. I am a welder by profession, but this program helps to venture out in new trades.
We at CSJP want to applaud the Innswood institution for their commitment to fostering this kind of vocational skills training development for our communities. We intend to continue partnering with Innswood and with other institutions so that our students, our participants can benefit from these and other skilled areas.
Kareem Morrison, CSJP Community Action Officer for St. Catherine. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.